Okay, Texans fans, here is your podcast on roster stuff. The roster, first of all, let's get this out of the way. It changes constantly. As I am talking, it's changing. As you're listening to this, it's changing. So things I say right now might not be accurate an hour from now. They went down to 53 on Saturday, and some of the moves were a bit of a surprise, like Kaimi Fairbairn making it a place kicker over Nick Novak. No question that Fairbairn has the stronger leg. How he'll do in the regular season is a mystery. They thought it was a chance they could take based on his performance in the preseason. So let's hope for the best there. He's got the big leg, though, and he can get the ball out of the back of the end zone, which is what you want in today's NFL. You also want him to be able to place the ball inside the five on kickoffs if necessary, if you want to generate a return and stop the opponent short of the 25. He should be able to handle all of that. Let's see how he handles the big pressure kicks, because nobody really knows for sure. Novak was solid, but he never really had to make that big kick at the end of a game for the Texans. He did have to make some big fourth quarter type game ceiling kicks, if you will. But enough about the kickers. Let's get to some of the other stuff. A lot of you are asking about David Quesenberry not making the initial 53. At the time, certainly had practice squad eligibility, so that's good for David. He'll have opportunities. It probably was a very close decision. What the team did, though, they only have two players listed as a guard. That would be Xavier Suofilo and Jeff Allen. But Greg Mantz can play guard. So can Kyle Fuller, who is a rookie, seventh-round draft choice from Baylor, who has surprised some people, maybe not them, but some people, that he has that kind of ability. He's athletic. He's strong. He's a good leader. They like Kyle Fuller a lot, so let's see how he develops. I'm not putting him in the Pro Bowl. He probably won't even play, might not even suit up on Sunday, but he's a good guy to have around. And the entire rookie class made it. The draft class made it. Now, as far as the undrafted rookies, Dylan Cole makes it initially. He's a linebacker, looked good in the preseason. And Dee Virgin, this was kind of a surprise, but they had so many injuries at cornerback, they probably felt like they had to take Dee Virgin, a rookie undrafted free agent. Of course, Tristan Decou, the draft choice, made it as corner at corner as well. All right, some other things here. Let's talk about the running backs. Six running backs on the Texans roster for now. Jordan Todman, a surprise, because they signed him the day before the Saints preseason game. Looked great on kickoff returns. He's your opening day kick returner, barring something else happening. And he showed some pop. I think fresh legs helped him. He's a veteran. He knows his way around the NFL. I think he'll really help on special teams. I think the teammates like him, and that should be good. Now, they had injury issues at running back, like Alfred Blue. You know about him. I don't know if he's going to be available at all in the early part of the season. Well, the first game of the season anyway. Let's hope Deontay Foreman can go on opening day. They love the playmaking ability of Akeem Hunt and Tyler Irvin. Of course, those guys are going to make it. This factors into wide receiver as well, because Irvin and Hunt can line up out there from time to time to help take some of the heat off. Opening day is going to be a challenge at wide receiver, barring something happening that's not happening as of the recording of this. And that is, you have DeAndre Hopkins coming back. He's been out since the Carolina game. Braxton Miller, let's hope he comes back. He's been out for several weeks as well. Will Fuller, you know about him, unavailable for a while with the collarbone issue. And then what do you have? You'll have Hopkins. You'll have Bruce Ellington, who's looked good in limited action for the Texans in the preseason. But, hey, they need him out there. It's all hands on deck. And then let's hope Miller can go. That would be three. And then how you handle the fourth slot, let's just see. I don't think Fuller's going to be out there. You know Jalen Strong's not going to be out there. He's got the one-game suspension. And you could put Irvin out there if you need to go five wide. Steven Anderson, the receiving tight end, if you need to go five wide. They'll piece it together. Look, against the Jags, they could go with two tight ends and just pound the ball all day and hope that they can just get out of the game with a win. Because against the Jags on opening day, you've got the Texans defense firing, and they have spent a lot of time in that Jacksonville backfield in the last couple of years. And, you know, Clowney had the highlight reel game against the Jaguars late last season. Watt has had great success against them. The place is going to be sky high. It's all about getting through week one. And then think about this. On to a short week before you play the Cincinnati Bengals. Another note on the roster about how things change quickly and moves can be made and all of that. Remember in 2014, the team made the deal for Ryan Mallett on Sunday. That was 3 days after the conclusion of the preseason and 1 week before the opener. They also signed a player named Demaris Johnson. We thought, all right, whatever, they signed a wide receiver named Demaris Johnson. He ended up starting on opening day. Weird things happened with the roster. Now, that was a different time. They were depleted. They did not like their overall roster. They were undergoing a massive renovation after a 2-14 season. I get that. It's just to exemplify how things can change quickly. This thing's going to be like an amoeba all season long. On the edges, you're going to have changes. And that's just the way it goes. All right, Texans fans, let's look forward to the opener. Support the Hurricane Harvey relief efforts. Have a great day. Go Texans.